Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Attention terrorists, hold on. Here's Tara's Daily Rant.
Good morning, Lee.
Hey, Tara.
Okay, this is fascinating. And I know that I've taken a lot of listeners with me from the coast because I was out there for so many years in Myrtle Beach and Charleston. Before I came here, I was on the radio. And this used to drive people nuts. If you live out on the coast, particularly if you live in the Charleston area and you live in Somerville, you are living on the biggest fault line for earthquakes in the country, mm-hmm. except for California, right? I mean, I'm talking about, and it's happened before in the 1800s. I mean, the earth just opens up and swallows everything. And I didn't know that when I bought my home, you know? And my dad and I were actually on, like, one of those horse-drawn carriage rides, and the guy's talking about Somerville and, like, how catastrophic it could be. And my dad just gets pale, like, oh, my gosh. You just bought a potential disaster scene. So I was thrilled to sell that home and move on. But if you live there, you're used to the power of nature. And I, you know, seeing, particularly living out in the swamp as we did, you know, people would come running out of their house when the earthquakes happen. They're loud. It's just wild to watch everything shake. Trees come down sometimes. Things get damaged. It's interesting. So if you live out there, what generally happens is, either I would have someone from the U.S. Geological Survey on my show because they would detect it. And then they'd come on and say, hey, it was a 4.4, 2.2, whatever. And we'd talk about it because people would have felt it, right? So that's one thing that's going on out there. There's this other thing going on. I've told you about this before, I think. And everybody knows it. It's always a topic of conversation on the radio when it happens, but they never usually acknowledge it as much as they just did. And the reason they do is because it was so big this time. Okay, so this is 8:40 a.m. on Tuesday, and I know exactly what they're talking about. There are these booms. It is like, and if you live there, and I know I'm going to get a bunch of texts from my listeners out there who are still listening. If you live there, it feels like a nuclear bomb has gone off. If you haven't lived there, you know how an earthquake will shake your house and like so much you could visibly see everything is like shaking. You can hear things rattling in your drawers if it's strong enough. Mm-hmm. The boom does that too. It is absolutely explosive. And when you hear it, you're like, I mean, you're just like, wow. And so sometimes it'll make the news. Other times it's just chatter. Okay, I've got somebody recorded it on a doorbell out there. Let me play this. It should just give you an idea of what it sounds like. But this is just it's way more powerful than this. And let's see. Let's get this. Hold on, just a second. Okay, let me get it. Like that. Mm-hmm. It shakes everything just like the earthquake. In fact, they're more powerful than the earthquake. Some of them, they'll blow your mind. This one, I think they couldn't ignore because it was so widespread. It shook homes in multiple cities. So, UPI, mainstream media, calls up, which we used to do this, the U.S. Geological Survey. Hey, y'all detect anything? Because they detect all the time, right? They're always looking for earthquakes, tremors, and they'll pick it up on their equipment. They're pretty reliable. Nope. No earthquake activity, they say. But everything shook.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, we got all that military out there, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Some residents, UPI reports, postulated the boom may have been the result of a military training exercise by the U.S. Coast Guard. If you've been out there on the coast, they'll do those exercises along the beach, and you can feel the booms from that. They are powerful, but they're not powerful enough to shake multiple cities. That's where it gets weird. So UPI calls up the U.S. Coast Guard. Hey, were y'all, doing any exercises that might have caused a boom like that? No, they claim. They checked. No. UPI calls NASA. Were any, spacecraft re-entering? Because they track that, too. No. No military exercises, no spacecraft reentering. What the heck did that? And there's never any answer to it. This has been going on for years. I live there and I would be in awe of the boom. You have to feel it to know. Like, what is that powerful? And you don't know, but I'm telling you, it is every bit as powerful as an earthquake that hits a 4.4 to 5.5 on that Richter scale. It is pure power. So here's what I wonder, Lee. This is just me throwing this out there, though. And I'd love to know, because we've got a lot of science-minded people. And I wanted to run it by you, because I know you love this science-y stuff. You love it. Is this, okay, if the military had weapons that could do this and were testing them, do you think they'd be like, oh, yeah, that was us, totally?
No, absolutely not.
No, they wouldn't.
No.
Do we have weapons like that? I mean, we're talking about multiple seas. So this is why they usually run people around. You know what I mean? But this one was so big. Even UPI is like, all right, we're calling everybody. This is ridiculous because everybody felt it.
I have this hope, and maybe it's unfounded, that we do have something.
Yeah, me too.
Because here's the thing. Within just a few years of the end of World War II, when our top-of-the-line aircraft were piston-powered, within a few years, we were flying at several times the speed of sound.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it was in the 50s and early 60s that the Defense Department and the CIA and others developed what's known as the SR-71 Blackbird, which was a, you know, supersonic reconnaissance aircraft that was just light years ahead of where we had been just 5-10 years before that. And so I am hoping, now some will debate as to whether or not this is, you know, reverse engineered alien stuff. I don't know about that.
I don't either.
But when I look at the progress that the Defense Department made in our weapon systems between the end of World War II and, you know, right after the Korean War and into the 60s, I'm hoping that we do have something that, you know, who knows, maybe we're breaking the speed of light. I don't know, you know. Who knows? I am hoping that we have some capability that goes well beyond anything that we're admitting to or even our enemies admit that we have.
I don't know, but it's cool that they're at least acknowledging it, because, I mean, I would talk about this on the radio, and I could take calls on it for the rest of the show if I wanted to, because everybody in Charleston area knows it. And we all know the difference between, again, we've all been on the beach if you live out there when they have the boom and you see the jet go roaring by, you could feel that in your chest, right?
Oh, yeah.
This is way beyond that. There are two different things. And when I say that on the air, everybody knows what I'm talking about. Yes, you know, this is whole cities. I mean, this is from the beach, you know, from Mount Pleasant, you know, all the way into the state.
I have.
What is it?
It was several years ago, but I recall an incident where I was at my home in Anderson County in the afternoon. I was the only one there. And I felt and heard something like that. And it literally shook the house. And you heard the boom as well. Mm-hmm. And, you know, and this was here in the upstate. Now, once again, this was several years ago. But I do recall there being something to that. And I know what a sonic boom sounds like.
Yeah.
And I've heard them and been around them. I remember when a couple of F-16 pilots got in trouble when they flew over downtown Greenville. I was working at a radio station that was in an office building in downtown Greenville. And it sounded like somebody had dropped a tank on top of the building.
Yeah.
You could feel it shake the whole building. And once again, a couple of F-16 pilots got in some trouble, got called in by their commander because they broke the sound barrier over downtown Greenville.
So I think this is interesting. I want to, okay, like, do you guys want me to cut this up for you? There was the most amazing hearing, Lee. And as I don't want to scare my audience, right? Like, you know, I don't want to become the overnight guys. Don't laugh. Okay, just hear me out. Just hear me out, all right, for a minute. There was the most remarkable congressional hearing on UAPs. Yeah. Unidentified objects. Let me tell you why it was remarkable, okay? They had the guy in there's a group now who has a congressional charge. They're supposed to go back through all the government records and find out, like, are these ours? Are they UFOs? Bring us everything. Bring it to Congress. Yeah. And they want it bad. I have never seen Republicans and Democrats work together like this before.
Yeah, that's a good point. That's true.
They're all fascinated. Okay, so they go and have a classified briefing. We don't know what was said. Then they come out and do the regular briefing. You've got Joni Ernst, this is a Republican senator, alongside the Democrat senator, and they are just pummeling this guy. And you know what she's asking? I can go cut the audio if you want to hear it. It'll take me a while. Tell me on the text line if you want to hear it. It was mind-bending. I've been watching it on the treadmill, the whole hearing. Here's what they wanted to know. Joni Ernst was steamed, and so was the Democrat. And do you know what they wanted to know? Are we reverse engineering the UFO technology that we have observed and that we have at as rapid of a pace as the Russians and the Chinese? These two senators, Lee, are asking this with a straight face.
Yeah.
And they're mad. They're mad because they don't like the answer they're getting. And you know what the guy says, the guy who is in charge of this whole effort, right? For on you know, at the Pentagon. He says, yes, the Chinese and the Russians are reverse engineering the technology they've gotten from UAPs faster than us because they're less risk averse. And they basically don't mind if people die while they try to figure it out. And he's like, yeah, we should be concerned because we're not reverse engineering as fast. And Joni Ernst goes into a froth and the Democrat goes into the froth. And I'm like,
wow,
what? Wait, what? What went on in the closed door hearing? And everybody's acting like this is a perfectly normal conversation.
Yeah.
Not like something from the Overnight Show or the History Channel. And both the Democrat senator and the Republican senator are really mad because they can't get the proof of this given to them. And the directive in the legislation is that they're supposed to fess up and this guy won't hand it over. And all he'll say is, you want me to play? Should I do the audio on that? Because I don't want to make myself look nuts, but this is a
congressional hearing. Why not? I mean, that's news.
So when I hear that and I'm like, oh, weird booms near the military base. That is reverse engineering that technology, like you just said. Our senators sure think it, and it's both parties. They so distrust the Pentagon, Lee. This is the fascinating part of that hearing. They pulled this guy's office out of the Pentagon to pull him out of the chain of command so he couldn't be silenced. And the whole hearing is them going, like, basically, who is holding this evidence back? Who won't give it to you? And he's playing games with them. But the whole point of it is that admission. Yes, the Chinese have it. Yes, the Russians have it. Yes, they're reverse engineering it faster than us. What? What? Anyway, all right, I'll cut it this weekend if y'all want to hear it. It'll take me a while. I just don't want to get laughed at. But, yeah.
Terraists wanted. Hear the Terra Show weekday mornings on
News Talk 98.9.
WORD, the voice of the Carolinas.